There's a very fascinating tshuva in Yechavad Das, in Chelek Beis, tshuva Beis from Avad Yosef, regarding whether a man, al pi halacha, is allowed to grow long hair. And Ravadia tells us that there are three potential isurim that a man could potentially violate when he wants to grow his hair long. Number one, there's an isur deiraisa of uva b'chukai sehem lo yisei lechu, the isur of chukas sa'akum, not to do something, an activity, or dress in a way which resembles the goyim and is made to imitate the goyim. And says Rav Avad Yosef, that's the first issue that we have to contemplate when growing long hair, and that is whether this is a violation of the iser of uvechu kaseim leisei lechu. So the Gemara in Soita Daf Mem Tes tells us that a person who has a certain type of haircut called bluris is in violation of the iser of darkei ho'amoiri, which relates to this iser of uvechu kaseim leisei lechu. And Rashi explains that the Amoriim would have this hairstyle called the bluris as a way of showing allegiance to a particular Avodah Zarah. And in fact, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin Vav tells us that David HaMelech had 400 battalion chiefs in his army who were born from Yefas Toyars, different women who were captured in war. And these 400 people that would work for David would have this unique hairstyle called the bluris, and this was based on their connection and their affinity to the Gaisha practices of their times. And the question is, if a person wants to have long hair, is this considered something that connects to this type of bluris, this type of unique haircut that we say is osur based on the isser of darkei amoiri? So there's a machlekes rishonim as to exactly what haircut the Gemara is referring to when the Gemara says that having the haircut called the bluris is osur midin darkei amoiri. Rashi in several places, Rashi in Baba Kama, Rashi in Soita over there, Daf Mem Tes, Rashi in Kedushin Daf Ayin Vav, Rashi in many places explains that bluris involves shaving the front of your head while growing the back of the hair in the back of your head very long. And therefore, says Rashi, l'chayra, if a person stamazoi has a big chop, he's not going to be in violation of darkei amoiri, because bluris refers to a very specific haircut, says Rashi, and that is the type of haircut where you shave the front of your head and the back of your hair, you grow very long, but not the front of your hair. And therefore, if a person would have a big chup like Rashi, you would not be in violation of darkei amoiri. The Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam is in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam adds a second possible hairstyle to this list of what's nichlal in the iser of darkei amoiri. And the Rambam says that darkei amoiri includes the type of haircut of shaving the sides of your head and leaving the hair in the middle to be grown long, something that we usually call the mohawk. And says the Rambam, also, you shouldn't shave the front of your hair and grow the hair in your back long, exactly like how Rashi's definition of bluris. So akaponim, the Rambam adds a second definition to this hairstyle of bluris, and that is by basically having a mohawk. You're having the hair in the middle grow long, and you're shaving the hair on the sides. Says the Rambam, that is again a violation of the iser of darkei amoiri. Now there's a machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Bach, whether the Rambam specifically asking a person to have a haircut in which the hair in the front grows long and you shave the sides of your head, or the Rambam saying that you're not allowed to have your hair in the front grow long, even if you don't shave the sides of your head, and just that the derech ha'ilam was to as well shave the sides of your head, but the iser includes even a case where you grow the hair in your front long, and you don't even have to shave the sides of your head. So this is a machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Bach. The Beis Yosef is mekel, and the Beis Yosef holds that in order to be over on the iser of darkei amoiri, the Rambam holds that you have to have the hair on the front and the middle grow long and shave the sides of your head. However, the Bach holds that no, even if you don't shave the sides of your head, you're over on the Isser, and therefore, according to the Shita of the Bach, a person who wants to have his hair grow long, and he's not going to shave the sides of his hair to make it into a mohawk, will be, in fact, in violation of the Isser of Darkei Amori. But the Maisa, most Paiskim and most Rishonim seem to disagree, and most Rishonim seem to hold that if you don't shave the sides of your head, even like the Rambam, you're not going to be over on the Isser of Darkei Amori. Now, there's a second Isser that a person could potentially violate if he has his hair grow long. And that is a potential problem of chatzitza when wearing his tefillin in the morning. Now, there's a well-known machlekes rishonim, machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashba, whether bechlal there's a psul of chatzitza when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin. And it's quite well known that the sheet of the Rosh is that a chatzitza passels and invalidates even the mitzvah of tefillin shal yad, and certainly the tefillin shal roish. And according to the Rosh, this is a requirement li'ikuva, me'ikra din, that in order for you to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, there can be no chatzitza between your head and your tefillin, and between your arm and your tefillin. However, the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba holds that there's no psul of chatzitza when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin. And according to the Rashba, the only thing that a person has to be careful when wearing his tefillin shal yad is that they are supposed to be covered as opposed to the tefillin shal roish, which are supposed to be exposed and apparent to anyone looking at it. But aside for that halacha, that you're supposed to be covering the tefillin shal yad, masha enkin, the tefillin shal roish, according to the Rashba, there's no psul of chatzitza when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, l'chadchila, we paskin like the Rosh, and we're makbid about the mitzvah of tefillin having no chatzitza in it. But Lamaisa, the question is, do we say that according to the Rosh, who says that a chatzitza is a pasulus when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, do we assume that hair as well will be a chatzitza? So this is a tremendous shaila in the Paiskim. The Mishneh Berurah, I think it's in Siman Chav Zayin, brings down from the Machsis HaShekel, who tells us a tremendous chumrah, and he says that even though we find normally that there's a klal called hainu revise, which means that if you have something growing in its natural mokum gidul, its natural place of growth, it's not something extraneous, it's not something externally placed on the body, but rather it's something that grows on the body, usually we would assume it's not a chatzitza. And that's why your fingernails are not a chatzitza, if it's not overgrown, because it's not extraneous, it's hainu revise. Nevertheless, says the Machsis HaShekel, if a person has a large chup on his head, he has a lot of bangs, and the tefillin are going to have to be placed on the bangs, then that's going to be a problem of chatzitza. You're not going to become the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, the Machsis HaShekel assumes that you don't say hein revise when it comes to the hair, and if the hair grows very long, it's going to be a pasulus when it comes to the tefillin, because it's going to be chitzitz. Other Paiskim disagree with the Machsis HaShekel. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's not a chatzitza, and others as well assume that it's not a chatzitza, and they assume that no. Hair that grows long, we say hainu revise. It's not extraneous, it's a part of your body, it's naturally attached to a person's head, and therefore, we would assume that it's just like your fingernails, which we say are not chatzitz, even if the water is blocked by the fingernail, because the mice, it's a part of your body. So it's not extraneous, so it cannot be rendered a chatzitza, and therefore the tefillin are going to remain kosher. So al kuponim, this is the second point of contention when it comes to a person growing his hair long or having a large chup on his head, and that is the problem of a potential chatzitza for the mitzvah of tefillin. So again, the Machsis HaShekel is machmir about this. The Mishneh Berurah brings this Machsis HaShekel down, but lamaisa, other paiskim are mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan's mekel. Others as well hold that the hair is not considered a chatzitza, even according to the Shita of the Rosh. So that is problem number two that a person encounters when he wants to have his hair grow long. So the first one was Darchei Amori, and that was totally in the discussion exactly as to how to define the bluris mentioned in the Gemara, which describes the type of haircut that was a violation of Darchei Amayri. And the second issue that we have mentioned was the problem of chatzitza when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin. There's a third issue that comes up with the long hair that a person wants to grow, and that is the problem of begadisha. Ramesha Sternbach in Chuvis van Haggis, Chelik Aleph Simim and Beis, points out that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun, tells us about a man who beautifies himself with, and says that the person who beautifies himself is over on the Isser of Begadisha. And says Ramesha Sternbach, just like we have in Shulchan Aruch a case of Beged Isha, where a person is not actually wearing something that belongs to a woman, and he's not wearing a garment that actually is made for a woman, but he's merely looking in the mirror, you could still be in violation of the Isra of Lo Silbash, or Lo Yilbash. Why? Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, because doing something that's a Maisa Isha, as well as included in this Isra of Beged Isha. It's not Dafka, a Beged Aved Isha, even an activity that's designated for women, that too is included in the Isser of Begadisha. And even though the Ramah Lamaisa is Mekel about looking in a mirror if you're a man, that is only because the Ramah tells us that today the derech of even men is to look in mirrors. And therefore, it's not anymore something that we consider to be a Maisa Isha. When you look at a mirror, it's not something that's dafka, something that a woman does, but rather everyone in society looks in mirrors these days, and therefore, says the Ramah, it's not considered a problem of Begad Isha, and a person is allowed to look in a mirror, even though it used to be something that only women used to do. However, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, growing long hair is still not established enough in society to, in any way, be considered something that's Maisa Ish. Rather, it's Maisa Isha. It's still something that women are predominantly the ones doing, and therefore, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, a person who wants to grow his hair long, he might be in violation of the Isser of Begadisha, because this doesn't merely include wearing a garment that's made for a woman, it includes as well doing an activity that's a woman-like activity, something that women alone do is also included in the Isser of Begadisha, and therefore, if a person wants to grow his hair long, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, mistama he would be over on the Isser of Beged Isha. Now, this is only a discussion with respect to the potential Isurim a person could violate when wearing his hair long, when having long hair. And Avada Mitzad HaShkofa, everyone could agree to this much, and that is that it's something that's completely against HaShkofa Satoro, and it's something that's Megar in the Yetzirah, and it's something that is Ma'ir Gaiva, as the Machzor Shekel over there actually points out. So Avada Mitzan Hashkofa, there's certainly nothing to discuss. It's something that has to be avoided. But when it comes to whether or not a person is over on a bona fide Isser by having his hair grow long, so we have these three Nekudas that have to be discussed. Number one, the problem of Darchei Amayri, Chukas Ha'akum, Uva Chukaseim Loiseleichu. So that's issue number one. Issue number two is the Chatzitza in tefillin, and issue number three is the potential problem of Maisa Isha or Begad Isha.